You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are now joined in studio by the lovely entire band of Amanita.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, hello. Wow, wow. Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
So good.
Yeah, so good.
cold, feeling good.
Yes. Yeah, you released your debut EP, Spore, today. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
Really good.
That was fun.
Kind of surreal.
Yeah.
Like, it's freaky.
The whole build-up for like months, it was like, oh yeah, this is going to come out, and I was like, it's the day. It's like, oh wow.
Yeah. I've already listened to it twice in full.
super, like...
That's rookie numbers.
Super, like, kind of a relief in that, like, there's been so much, like, work going into this build-up. I mean, there's still so much more that we're doing, but it's it's so good to have it out finally, so yeah.
Yes. Have you received good feedback? Good.
Lots of good support. The local scene is like just always so supportive in Dunedin, I feel. So you've just always got people pumping you up and stuff.
So many people on their stories have just been like, this is so cool, this sounds great. And
It feels like every 5 minutes we're like reposting someone else's story.
Dude, our story is loaded right now. The Amanita Instagram stories are loaded with reposts. So yeah.
It's so good. So good. Getting the flowers you guys absolutely deserve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. It's a super, super fun EP with a very, very wide array of sound.
Why, thank you.
Where do you draw inspiration from?
Oh, well, we all have, like, a lot of, like, personal inspiration, like, especially other New Zealand artists. Like, I'm a big Blind Spot fan, and then, like, Carl, like...
I love Devil Skin.
Devil Skin.
Oh, their bassist is my inspiration.
Yeah, it kind of just comes from everywhere, I guess. Yeah. And because it comes from everywhere, that's what gives that like, the different sound for each song.
Yeah, definitely.
True.
That was, like, a big part of it, having, like, the variety, I think, with the songs was, like, huge. Because we've got, like, the kind of political commentary from, like, Ruse and Righteous Socialite, and then it's, like, very emotional commentary from Walnut and Jane's Masquerade. It definitely represents our variety, I think, as a band. Especially definitely. Having, like, a rap metal song where, like, the drummer is doing vocals and the vocalist is doing drums is, like, kind of awesome. So it's real fun.
I think as well, because we all kind of evenly share the work that we do, we're all kind of coming in from our own different perspectives and creative ideas, you know, giving feedback. And so the song ends up, you know, starting with one meaning and idea, and it forms, like, you know, five other meanings because we all kind of interpret it in a different way. And so, you know, there's nothing quite specific to pin down for, like, meanings and everything like that.
Yeah.
And in terms of lyrics, like, sometimes we'll just, like, improvise when we're writing a song. And then, like, for Jane's Masquerade, for example, the first lyric that came to me was, "How can you sleep at night?" in the chorus. And then I just thought of, like, cheating from there, or, like, someone not being able to, or someone being able to sleep at night after doing something horrible, and then I thought of someone cheating, and then I got inspiration from the movie That's My Boy.
No, I thought we weren't going to talk about this.
With Adam Sandler.
Stop.
And
don't name Adam.
What's his name? Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Which
was just really random, but I was just thinking about it when I was writing it, because the lady, Jane, in the film has, like, no remorse.
Hell yeah.
Do you write all your songs like that? Just, like, you get one thing and then you build off of there, or do you, like, have, you know, each of you write your little bit and then you come together and you work out how you meld that together, or how do you go about it?
It's really we just jam, like, a lot. Yeah. Like, that's pretty much, like, generally, like, a lot of the songs started with Yvonne bringing in a riff. For the most part.
All just improvise our instruments over
top. And then, he'll just play the riff, and then we just play together and just see what happens, and then we kind of move from there in terms of, like, what we want the structure to look like, if we want to add, like, a different part with a different riff or whatever. But, like, Jane's Masquerade started with drums, actually, which was a bit more interesting. Mm. Like, that usually does not happen for us, so that was, like, a cool start for that track. But, yeah, generally it's the guitar, which is pretty classic, so...
Yeah. And Pie Night regulars would have seen these tracks live a fair few times now. How was it translating them from live sound to recording for the EP?
It was really good, like, because we were able to add so much more stuff that we wanted to, as part of the song, that we just couldn't do live just because of, you know, equipment limitations. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of money. That's just a fact of life, you know. But
Students.
Exactly. But once we get... to like a studio setting, we're actually able to add those cool effects. We're able to add these other parts and other harmonies over it.
It was definitely a bit of a process, like adjusting to it, because obviously when we play together, like live, you know, we end up speeding up the songs a little bit, you know, we get excited and stuff, so we kind of, you know, had to adjust to, you know, playing with a metronome, and we all recorded our bits separately, but in the end we were just able to, like, be so much more creative, and, like, you know, we switched around the instruments we were using, we had, you know, so many pedals going, and just, like, crazy stuff.
Oh yeah, dude, we recorded the guitar for Righteous Socialite on a Hello Kitty guitar that they had. As the one, like, stuff like that, like, we don't, like, that just does not exist, like, anywhere else. So, like, getting to go to a place like that, as soon as we saw that guitar, we were like, this has to go on the heaviest track that we have. And it sounds sick,
it was a good guitar. It was
Hell yeah. Hello Kitty rocks, bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you did all of that at Sublime Studios, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how are we rating the Sublime Studio experience?
10 out of 10.
10. Easy. Easy 10.
Yeah.
Gosh. Because they have the studio there. They have accommodation. They cook you the most delicious, lovely food. There are dogs. There is wine. It is heaven on earth for a musician. Like, genuinely going there, I was like, I don't want to leave. This is incredible.
No. Like, middle of nowhere, just full, like, night. The, like, starscape is just insane, you know?
Yeah.
And you look out and you see all the fruits where, like, the berries are, like, where the wine is made. It's like, what? It's, yeah, it's insane. It was awesome.
Kurau is not nowhere, bro.
Kurau is not nowhere.
Kurau is
I like
Kurau
that.
Kurau is it's next up.
Bro, the Kurau Foursquare, you know, we met some pretty lovely people there. Like, I'm remembering, they were, like, so engaged on the fact that we were, like, coming around to record.
Because
like
nothing goes on in Kurau. So as soon as they heard something was on, they were like, holy shit, where?
And the post-production was also, like, exactly how we wanted it to be. Like, the mixing of the song just sounded, like, exactly like the inspiration we sent.
Mm-hmm. And,
oh, it's high class, you know.
Yeah, nah, and it's really difficult as well because, you know, we had to do it long distance over email. Yet Tom, the guy who, you know, recorded, mixed, mastered all of it, he was able to make it work so well. You know, we sent emails and immediately it was able to, like, fix and adjust what we wanted. And, yeah, they just make the process so easy and fun as well.
Yeah.
Like, you actually just, you're enjoying yourself while you're in studio.
Yeah, gosh, yeah.
Never felt like a chore.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's, was it, 4 tracks on the EP, and you've got numerous others. What was your favourite track to record? What's your favourite to perform live? You know, give us the rundown.
For me, live, it's always probably going to be Righteous Socialite. I think that one always gets people moving for that. But for recording, that was, I'm not too sure. I think they were all, like, pretty fun in their own way. I think I enjoyed doing Ruse quite a bit.
Oh,
that one was quite a lot of fun too.
Yeah, that was a good one to get sweaty to, I think, for me, especially on the drums. I know that one is, like, probably the harder one to perform, but no, I agree, like, performing live Righteous Socialite is definitely fun, because I think a lot of people don't expect the switch up, mainly between me and Paige, because Paige is obviously usually on vocals the whole time, and then all of a sudden she's on the drum kit and you're kind of like, what is going on? And then I'm coming up and they're like, what is she about to do? And then I'm opening Pokemon cards, and it's just like the live performance aspect, like, is really fun. And it sounded really sick recorded as well, but yeah, Ruse was real fun too.
And Zoe's also, like, really good at making the crowd, like, jump.
Go for it.
So, yeah, that one's really, Righteous Socialite is really good to perform live, and it also gives my vocal cords a bit of a break.
True, true. And it shows her, like, Paige's skill variety as well, like, she, like, you could play the drums a bit, like, you definitely had, like, an intuitive, like, you knew kind of what you were doing a bit, but, like, you've, like, learned so much since you started, like, being like, you know what, yeah, I'll play the drums for you, Zoe, while you rap. Well, I was like, what? Yeah, it's so cool.
I mean, like, for recording as well, I think Walnut was pretty crazy to record because Yvonne did the guitar line first entirely to a metronome.
Oh, yeah,
and it
that
was like
crazy.
One take, like 10 p.m.
soloed to a click, kind of thing. It was
then,
so messed up.
Oh my god! Paige, oh my god! Like, listening to her sing in the studio, we're all just like, how is she doing that? Because you could, like, watch it, and she'd get, like, most perfect replication of the line over and over.
Yeah, between
and
each take,
like,
it was crazy.
Oh, that last belt that she did, she had never done that live before, and she just pulled that out in studio and was like, tears, I'm crying.
Bro, we did not know that was going to happen. And then we were in studio, and Paige just starts riffing, and everyone's just, what? What is happening? Me and Carl were crying. It was like, it was good.
Hell yeah. Now, you've developed, as mentioned before, you've developed a wee bit of a reputation for opening Pokemon card packs on stage.
I like this question.
Do you guys have a favourite card that you've pulled? Is it a shocker?
This is such a good question. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm trying to think back now to like some of the original pulls. It's such a shame because it's been such a long time since I got a good pull, and I blame it a lot on the upcoming scalpers. Because nowadays, I mean, now it's like limited how many packs you can buy as well when you go to the store, and they're so expensive as well. But the pull rate is horrendous. Literally, at the latest gig that we had with Logan Edwards, that's the best pull I've had all year. It's the only time I've had anything like important, anything nice, and it was a full art Tauros. And I was very happy with that. And that was a very special gig, I think, for us as well, because it's our first time out of Dunedin, like, being up in Queenstown and Wanaka doing those shows. And there wasn't, like, a huge crowd, but, like, the people who were there got loud for that card. So it was, like, really good. And then doing the songs as well, people got really into them. So, honestly, probably that one for now, especially for this year. That one was very memorable.
I think also it was... We put it in this like luck powdered jar, and then
such a good point.
My friend Nika like rubbed her carnelian crystal over the carpet and stuff.
Dude, that's like a ritual usually that I try like before I go up on stage. Is like I get everyone to rub the pack. But yeah, Logan brought this random jar of like some miscellaneous like sandy substance. We thought it was dirt, and everyone was kind of like, no one would tell us what it was, but they put it on stage, and I was so confused.
I have found out apparently it is like a powder that his mum makes him drink for his health. So I think it's like an electrolyte powder, but yeah, we put the Pokemon pack in the jar, and it remained on stage the entire time, and I put my hand in the jar and grabbed that pack, not knowing what was in there. It was an interesting experience.
But it worked.
It works. It worked.
Awesome. How has tour with Logan been? How's it been going? Yeah.
That was so
really good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Logan and Emily are so talented.
Oh my gosh.
Their bands are so talented. And they're so lovely as well. Like, it's so nice to work with such just, like, incredible people and who are also incredibly talented as well. And it was just so nice, you know, getting to meet new people and just going to a different area and everything. I mean, we, like... found this girl who was just like busking on the street in Queenstown, and she had the most angelic voice ever. Mm. And we like put her on our story because we're like, oh my god, people need to hear this. Yeah. This is crazy. So it was really, really good.
Yeah, gosh. And we just love, like, we love hanging out. So it was cool, like, doing the whole roadie thing, like driving up in one car together and like hanging out at the B&B and just playing P's and A's and stuff and just getting really riled up and just like having a really fun experience in like a new place and a beautiful place as well, because
and a big part of touring, as you've mentioned, is the drive. Now, an important part of any good road trip is coordination. Who fills what role? Who's dedicated on orcs? Who's in charge of maps? Who's the driver?
The driver's always Zoe. Yeah. Always.
That's me. That's me.
I drove separately, unfortunately, so I got a bit of FOMO.
Because I'm very used to the drive between Dunedin and Wanaka, so no maps required. I was all raw in my brain whole way up. We couldn't go the like pig route way because it was all closed because of all the flooding, which was a shame because it's a very beautiful like drive up there. So we went kind of up through Lawrence and Roxburgh, which is still so lovely. But it was bucketing the whole way down. I swear we like followed the rain cloud the whole way up to Wanaka when we like drove up.
It was just bucketing.
It was awful. And then the next day it was like much nicer weather, but it was a little bit insane.
Besides that, we didn't have like too many more roles in the car. I think like most of it was just kind of like deciding who gets the middle seat for the trips.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But we managed.
We always like to play our wavelength when we're in the car, where it's like, you know, you pick a number and you guest prompts, which is kind of just fun because it is a little bit of a bonding activity.
That
know?
Is always fun.
Yeah.
It also just makes the time go so much faster.
Yeah, yeah, gosh.
My mum was like terrified about the winter driving, but the whole drive for me from Nelson to Queenstown on the West Coast was just sunny. So it was like, I was really stressed, but then it was literally fine. Nice.
Easy. What is your go-to tour snack or on-the-road snack? If you're you're stopping petrol station, cafe, what snack are you picking up?
Chicken chips and zero sugar tropical guava rock star.
Dude, this guy was on
Have you had the peach one?
I don't think I've had the peach one. I need to try that one.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So many chips.
But bluebird chicken chips is a staple, though.
Dude, Mason and Yvonne were on their Rockstar energy drinks that whole time. It was insane. I'm more of a peach Red Bull kind of gal. Everyone was making fun of me, though, because I take a really long time
to
get through my drink.
You only needed one for the whole trip.
I had one, and we got to Wanaka like 3.5 hours later. And I still was only like halfway through my drink. I'm like a little sip kind of gal, you know?
Yeah.
And Zoe was the one driving as well.
Yeah, these guys in the back weren't even driving and they were the whole time.
Thirsty, man.
Thirsty.
For me, it's just orange juice.
True.
Yeah. Pulp, some pulp.
Some
pulp.
No pulp. Oh, maybe just a little bit. I like the Charlie's stuff.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes. You've also recorded a music video to go along with your track, James Musgrave.
Mm-hmm.
How was that experience?
That was also really fun.
Oh, that was so
fun.
That was, it was really good meeting the people for the Polytech and everything who worked so hard on that, which we appreciate so much and so grateful for. But it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, even for the couple days that we were doing it, we had like, one of the days was, I think, a 10-hour shoot or something.
Yeah.
To get all the shots that we needed and make sure the time worked for the crew and then, for some extras that are involved with it. But those days were long and tiresome, but they were definitely worth it.
Mm. Yeah.
We had, a party scene to shoot until midnight one night, and then me and Vaughn had to wake up early in the morning the next day to go shoot more scenes. But then that was, the last scene. Shoot, I think.
Yeah, those next day shots were in a pool. We had to be fully clothed in a pool, and for the whole shoot, I had this wig that they gave me, and it was so tight around my head, it was squeezing my brain out.
It's definitely built for a female head, so it's definitely not made for this guy.
My head's just enormous, I guess.
How does it feel having a big head?
Your brain is so big.
Oh,
that's
so
hard.
Massive. But it was still fun. Yeah.
You
gotta talk about the changing rooms.
Oh my god, yeah. Because I play as Jane for the music video.
Mm.
And so and we had to do it in Moana Pool. And so I had to go to the men's changing room and walk out in a full dress, wig, makeup, everything outside. I avoided eye contact the whole way. I had eyes up and sprinted as much as I could without being told off by a
lot of running at the pool.
No, I know. I made sure not to run. I made sure not to fully run. But yeah, then me and Paige had to wait by the side of the pool, and we got so many looks. Oh my god, we got stared at all the time. Because, I mean, also there's big, camera equipment, and everyone's trying to know what's going on.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
it was
so
also kind of refreshing, though.
It was.
after our 12 a.m. shift, for sure, that would have been, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you have any other funny stories from filming?
Well, ooh. Carl definitely does from our filming session.
I certainly do, because I dress up as a clown in this one, fun times.
And you do.
Had to go and film on the street, on Vogel Street specifically, and, it's maybe 10, 11 in the morning, and I get an older couple come up to me and they ask, oh, can we get a picture? And I was like, oh, sure thing,
Yeah.
That's fine. So they go and they leave. And then another older couple approaches us and they're standing there and oh, do you want to go past? They're like, no, we saw this clown over here and, it's our grandchild's 6th birthday, and we were wondering, could we get a video of you saying happy birthday to them? And I said yes, obviously. But it was just now there are two random strangers that have pictures and videos.
In full clown suit that you made as well. Clown suit that you made, full clown makeup in midday on a random street. On a random day of the week with a camera crew. That was our final shoot as well. Yeah. So it was kind of a cute moment of like, this is the last time we're shooting this video, and you're getting all these new old people fans coming up to you, being like, can I get a photo? Can I get a video?
It's making me consider, like, is it worth becoming a clown, you know?
Full-time clown?
You know, genuinely, if you're interested, message the Amanita Band account if you need a clown, I'm here for you.
Can you do balloon animals?
I will learn to do so. But, you know, I've got another suit. I'm making another one, you know.
Awesome.
Exclusive.
Yeah, you know. I'm up for hire if you want.
Jesus. Not for sexual favors, though.
No! Clownery only!
I just need to feel like I need to clarify for the people. I don't want you to get the wrong kind of messages on the Amanita chat, all right?
For clownery only.
All right. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. For everyone wanting to see Carl in the clown costume before they request clowning around, when can we expect the music video to drop?
Next Monday.
20th of July.
Yeah, I think it's next Monday, right?
Yes. We wanted to do like exactly a week after the EP dropped because we thought that was nice timing. There's a bit of a teaser on our Instagram page if you want to check that out. It's just like a short wee clip. You can see kind of some little bits and bobs of like some of the highlights from the music video.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that'll be hype.
Very
for
exciting.
Is it at midnight?
Yeah, midnight on the Monday.
Cool. So. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else in the works for Amanita for this year or the next couple of weeks?
Well, we have our crown gig with Auckland band Lipstick Cherry and local band FUBAR on this Friday the 17th, which we're super excited for because it's an Auckland band, which is like really cool. Lipstick Cherry is very awesome. They're kind of like a femme punk band.
Yeah.
But then we've also got our EP release gig on the 24th of July, which is going to be like our EP/music video celebration. Which will be super fun, and we've got some merch that we'll sell while we're there.
Yeah.
Just some little bits and pieces, but it'll be at Pearl Diver as well.
It'll be fun for the first time.
Playing with Monkey Doo and FUBAR.
Yes,
that's so exciting.
Beautiful venue. Super excited. But yeah, 24th. All the tickets are on our Instagram and our link in our bio, and it'll be all over our store as well for the next while, anyways. So keep an eye out for the listeners.
And I mean, we've also got a pint night at U-Bar next Wednesday after that as well with the Croaks. Not too sure who else we're playing with just yet. So
but yeah,
definitely something to keep
classic.
An eye out for.
Yep.
Classic. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. Congratulations on the release of Spore. It's huge. It's massive.
Yay.
She feels so happy about it. This is your track Walnut now on Radio 1 91.5.
Hype.
Let's go.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.